Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. There is no barrier to entry, ladies and gentlemen, at my website. It's all there for you for free, thanks to our corporate partners and my organization. And we're now in our 10th year providing that kind of information for you, and it's just getting better every day. And we got some new stuff that we're going to be talking to you about real soon that you're going to get excited about, I know, because it's going to be something. We're going to be telling you about something very soon, maybe about 30 days or so, maybe a little bit more than that, that no one has ever done before for small business, ever. It's never been done on the planet, the history of mankind, and we're going to do it. And so I'm looking forward to that. I want to talk about some things that you need to think about as you wrap up this year and move into next year. These are not resolutions. These are just some, I call it December cleaning. You've heard of spring cleaning. Well, this is December cleaning, and I encourage you to think about this and try to get some of these things you can get done in between now and the first of the year. You can do them today, some of them. And maybe all of them you can get done right away, but some of them might take just a little bit longer, might cause you to have to go a little bit into 2007, but at least you'll be thinking about them as you go into 2007, and you'll be able to do a little bit better job. I want you to think about cleaning in terms of December cleaning, not spring cleaning. We're not going to wait on the spring. If you wait on spring, you're too far into the year, and it's a little bit too late. So let's get this done as soon as we can. Clean your workspace. Besides the basic cleaning, and even if you're not a pack rat like me, and I admit that I am a pack rat, and that's one of the challenges that I have, and actually all the people around me, I have a hard time throwing things away. I actually like it when I determine that I can throw something away, but I never ever throw something away except for junk mail. I never throw it away the first time I pick it up or the first time I handle it. I always assume I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the way I grew up or something, but I always think, you know, I'm going to need this. This could be handy one of these days. I'll use this one of these days. It's kind of like clothes. You know, I don't throw away clothes easily. And I need to. I need to get rid of a bunch of clothes. But for some reason, I don't know, I keep thinking, well, I'll wear this to mow the yard, even though I don't mow the yard anymore. I'll wear this to change the oil, even though I don't do that. So even if you're a pack rat, if you're not a pack rat like I am, you probably accumulated some unused stuff. And I don't want you to tell me that you don't have a technology graveyard somewhere on your property. Don't you have that somewhere? Don't you have some old computers, some old monitors? I bet you got some old CRT monitors, the big ones that you've replaced with some flat screen monitors. But you got some of those, maybe a modem, maybe a router or something like that. How about an old printer? How many printers have you got that are laying around somewhere? Well, we have those. We have had a big technology graveyard, and we called somebody. And they came and got them. They recycled them. We didn't want any money for them. Perhaps somebody would have paid us some stuff. Maybe you can get somebody to give you some money for some of these things. But we were just happy to have them come and get them because we weren't using them. We were never going to use them again. And I didn't have to take them to a landfill and pay to put them in a landfill, which I didn't want to do. There are people out there who will take those old products and they'll do things, those old technology products like computers and monitors and things like that. They'll take those things and they'll take them apart for parts and they'll use them. And many people, and we've met these folks, will take these things and make them useful again and then donate them to needy organizations and schools and things like that. Or they'll give them to families who don't have anything like that. So there's a lot of good that can be done from this. So get those. Get all your technology graveyard stuff and all that. Get those things out of the way Get them out of your building. They're taking up space. They're cluttering things up. And I'm preaching to the choir here, folks. I'm preaching to myself here, too, because we don't always do as good a job as we should. But we're trying to do a better job of that. And that's what I want you to do, too, is try to do a little bit better job. You know, how about chairs? How about old broken chairs? You know, the problem is we got so much of this stuff that when it breaks down, what do you do with it? You know, nobody runs to the dump anymore with these things. The garbage guys, the garbage men, the refuse folks who collect your garbage every week, they won't always take that stuff. And so it's a little bit hard to get. So you got to find somebody who will do that. Some of it you can convert into cash. Try eBay. Maybe put some of it on eBay. Maybe that'll work. Here's another thing to think about cleaning up. Clean up your organization. And this is where it gets a little dicey. If you have unproductive people whom you're convinced can't be redeemed, maybe you've tried to redeem them. Maybe you've tried to fix them. You've tried to get them to come, you know, to become a productive part of your organization, but it's just not working out. Don't take them into the new year, or at least very far into the new year if you don't have to. The timing may seem insensitive, but you know what? It's just an unfortunate coincidence that the holiday season coincides with December cleaning. The truth is, it's never a good time to let someone go. And what you got to be doing is you got to be thinking about the overall organization. The people that you're keeping who are not productive may actually be lowering morale for everybody else. If everyone else is having to pull their weight and this other person's, then you could have a morale problem on your hands. You've got a person filling a slot. And they're just not getting the job done. Well, that's a missed opportunity. There's somebody out there who can do that job. There's nothing in the world more distasteful, more regrettable. The one of the worst things any business owner ever had to do is to let somebody go. But it has to be done sometimes. And I will tell you that I have seen more than one person be fired, be let go, and they come back in a year or two and say thank you because they needed that kick in the pants. You actually could be doing them a favor. It's 20 after. I got a few more of these house cleaning tips to talk about when we come back after these messages. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're talking about December cleaning, some things that you need to do, and some things you can start right now. You can work on these today. As you know, a lot of times things are slowed down just a little bit as we wrap up one year and move into the other year. We're talking about not taking some things into the new year with you, at least not very far into the new year. And the next thing I want to talk about is your accounts. Cleaning your accounts. Do you have uncollectible accounts receivable? And who doesn't, right? Well, don't settle the new year with those losses. Take the hit this year and start January with a clean AR list as clean as possible. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean charge it off. If you've got some accounts receivable that you think is pretty questionable, don't leave those on your balance sheet in 2007. Make sure that you start out with an honest, clean, realistic number for 2007. Now, what's that going to do? That's going to hurt your profit. You're going to take a charge off. It's going to hurt your profit in 06. Well, if you've had a good year, maybe that's okay. Remember, if you've got uncollectible AR, All you're doing is prolonging the inevitable. If you're not going to collect the money, it's got to come off sometime. If you've determined that you're not going to collect it, or at least not in the foreseeable future, or even if you think you may one day, but you don't know when, go ahead and charge it off. Guess what? If you charge it off today and they pay you in 3 months, you can put it back on. You don't lose it. You get it. Just don't start your new year with fictitious numbers. And I know bankers don't like charge-offs. But here's the thing. And what I mean by that is if you're showing your banker financial statements to justify the loans that you've made with them, I know what that looks like when they see charge-offs. They ask, you know, why are you charging this off? This has hurt your profit. You know, and it does make you look a little bit bad to the banker. But let me tell you what's worse. And that's when a banker is looking at your accounts receivable list, which they may do. Or you know, it'll come up some point in time. It'll come up that you got an uncollectible receivable. Well, that makes you look like you don't know how to manage your business. Here's the thing to remember. Everybody has uncollectible AR. It happens to everybody, even banks. So if you charge off accounts receivable, that won't make you look weak. It'll actually make you look smart. It'll make you look like a good, conscientious manager. So the only thing worse than not charging off accounts receivable, than charging off accounts receivable, I should say, is not doing it. So look at those things, scrutinize them, at least go get some of them, folks. If they're more than, you know, if they're more than 120 days old, even if it's a current customer, somebody you're still trying to do business with on COD or whatever, get it charged off, and if they pay you, you can put it back on. Here's another thing. Clean your customers. Yeah, that's right, your customer list. I want you to organize your customers by the most profitables, and those are the A's. The least profitable are the D's. And in the middle, of course, are B's and C's. I want you to worship the A's. I want you to cater to the B's. I want you to encourage the C's to become B's. But the D's, I want you to let the D's learn the meaning of self-service. If you're giving D customers, people who do only a little bit of business with you, maybe it's not all that profitable, I bet if you checked them out, I bet if you paid more attention, you'd notice that you probably are spending as much time managing and clucking after a D than you are some of your very profitable A's. You got to make sure that you spend your time and your resources properly, appropriately. If you got a D customer, let them know the meaning of self-service, and you know, or encourage them to become a C. But make sure that you're spending your resources on your customers appropriately. And you know what else? You may actually have to fire some customers. You might actually have to say to a customer, "I'm sorry, it's just not a good business for me to do business with you. Good luck." And we might be surprised. They might say, wait a minute. What do I need to do? I don't want to stop doing business with you. Then you got to say, you know what? You got to let me make more. You got to help me make a profit on the business I do with you. I've got to be able to make a profit. Now, the same idea that I just gave you for customers, I want you to use that same idea for inventory. I want you to clean your inventory. It's the same song, different verse. Categorize your inventory from the most profitable A's to the least profitable D's. Some of these things that you sell are making you money. Some of them are not making you money. Stock the A's. Stock lots of the A's. Stock some of the B's. Maybe a couple of the C's. But never let one of the D pieces of inventory, the least profitable, never let one of them spend the night under your roof unless it's paid for. Then cut your losses and convert old inventory that you can't sell. Convert it into cash. And that way you've got more cash to buy current inventory for the new year. So don't wait for the spring thaw, folks. Start your new year cleaning, your December cleaning now. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Gene Siciliano. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Inspect. Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.